Please note, these slides do not capture the actual contributions. So there are maybe 22 people. It doesn't mean that all of them contribute, right? So just numbers here. Of course, we can probably we can add some more, some many other aspects to these this analysis, but currently it's just numbers, okay? SOPC, who do review ICANN's documents, yeah, also number the second most popular, let's say, working group. Council, yeah, that's according to the bylaws, and technical working group and meetings program working group and so on. So what can we say about individual participants? As you can see, 38 people participate in one group. 17 in two groups, 4 in three groups, and we have even one who participates in 5 working groups. A very active participant. And actually meaningfully contributes to them, yeah, which is even more important. So in total, we have 60 people in our CC-NSO working groups. What about registries? Please keep in mind that we have 165 members. 165 members. 165 CCTLDs are members of the CCNSO. Another thing that you have to note that you don't have to be a member to participate in a working group. Absolutely not. You can do that even without becoming formally a member of the CCNSO. So, what can we see here? Registries. 10 registries participate in one group. One registry participates in 6 working groups. In total, out of 165 members and more than 200 CCTLDs, 38 registries participate in CCNSO working groups. 38. So here you can see that 77 members do not participate in any working group. I'd say it is pretty sad. Now look at the most active individuals who participate in more than one working group. You can see here that the most active registry is .UK, who participates in 6 working groups, and they have very evenly distributed the workload. 5 people participate in these working groups. Then we have a very small registry, .AS. 1 individual who participates in 5 working groups. And there you can see other registries, not only big registries. You don't have to be big to participate in the work of the CCNSO, as you can clearly see from this picture. But the biggest issue here is that only 26 people do the major work. Yeah, we had more participants, but the major workload is carried by 26 people. What about the regions here? Yeah, the most active is European region. The least active is Latin American region. Again, something to think about, and probably participate more actively. Here you can see some regional involvement in different working groups. From this picture, actually, you can see that the European region is the only one that participates in all working groups, more actively or less actively, but participates. Other regions do not participate in 1, 2 working groups. And as you can see, not so many people from other regions. So this was something that the council had to think about, what to do and how to address the issue. I will not lie, we didn't come up with any brilliant solutions how to make people become more active. And I think it's not that simple to find a solution. Nevertheless, we have to think about it, and we wanted to share this workload of thinking this time with you CCTLDs who are in the room. So for us, the main thing is how to balance the workload, all the things that we have to do with resources that we've got. And it's clear that we need to set priorities. So we also worked in groups, just as we did a couple of minutes ago. And every group was given a marker. We used green one to mark those things that must be done, blue to select those that are nice to do, and red one to decide what can be deleted from the list. And I must say that we were very reluctant to delete anything. We thought, it is so nice. It's good to do that. Yeah, no idea how, but no. So I cannot say we deleted anything. Probably even added some more things to the workload. Therefore, again, we'll need your help to complete everything. Yep. Not everything was equally important. Some things are in the bylaws, and probably but when we looked at back in retrospective to our exercise, we thought that, okay, maybe we should have started with a red pen. And first delete everything that seems not necessary. Because when you start thinking about things that, for example, are in the bylaws, they are in the bylaws, so we have to do them. So they were all marked green. But it doesn't mean that they are important for our community. So if we, for example, if we had started with the red pen, deleted them, then we could think how to get rid of those things, for example, by changing the bylaws. Okay, there's no clear mechanism how to change the bylaws, but unless we start thinking about it, probably it will never be done. So, yeah, this is something that we clearly need to do and think about. So, what we decided, it's clear that all the work items must be included in the work plan and scheduled for execution. There are some things that are not just regular things, the regular administrative issues, for example, council elections. We have to do them. We cannot just say, oh, we're fine with the council we have now. Let's skip a year or two. No, we have to run council elections every year. Same with many other things, like appointments to the CSC or our work in the work track 5 and so on. So these are things that need to be done, and they need to be scheduled. Which brings us to the main point here. We need more volunteers, so look at it how you will. We need more people to do. Yes, Giovanni, that's life, you know. Life is a prison. Prison. No, but at the same time, you can grow beautiful green things and contribute to saving the planet and everything. Yeah, so we have to think what to do. And now I look at you. We still have time. You see, I managed in 10 minutes. Yeah, absolutely. There are 20 more minutes. I'm not saying we have to stay here and discuss, but we have 20 minutes. So if there are any ideas, anyone would... Oh, maybe, for example, we could think why some... Okay, let's name it. European region is more active than other regions. What is it in that region? Yeah, probably, you know, at some point, Bart and I discussed Maslow's pyramid of needs. Yeah, so maybe we are at some point somewhere that, well, Europeans are, infrastructure is okay, life is okay, so now we can think about participating in CCNS or working groups. Maybe for others it's a bigger issue to first have to solve their infrastructure problem. Yeah, please come to the mic and...
just a suggestion about if we've got 20 minutes and people are sitting, why don't we just break into those groups again and come up with some suggestions? Because then everyone stands up and works together, and that's a really good thing. One suggestion that I had made when I looked at the numbers of new members and the numbers of old members, and whether it's worthwhile when we do start something or even now, is to take a member that you don't know. So for example, I would volunteer to work on whatever PDP it was, and someone buddies with me. And you develop a relationship with a new person that you don't know. Anyone is welcome to buddy up with anyone, but you get two for the price of one. Which I think might address some of those knowledge transfer issues, skills transfer issues, linguistic issues, cultural issues that can be resolved. I mean, for example, my new colleague from Pakistan, if he is a technical person, I'm sure I'll learn a lot from him. But he might also learn a lot from me because I've been doing it a long time, so and can help him through the process. So if anyone was willing to put in place a way in which we could encourage more participation by being collegial and pairing up, then that might be a way of solving part of our problem. But I think we need to do it together, and I think we need to do it in a way that works for us in a work environment. It probably doesn't work on a time zone thing. It does help with coverage on conference calls that are at rotating times of the night and day, when that's a helpful thing. And I think if we think about the method of our work and we think about how we'd like to work together, rather than worry about we've got a lot of work to do and we've got hardly anyone to do it, we have to instantly think of different ways of breaking that nexus because it's been going on for a very long time.
Thank you very much, Liz. We have some flip chart here. We could get page per group, for example, four groups and do some round of brainstorming. I will probably share some ideas that were generated on Sunday here while my colleagues take those pages and put them into on different walls. So first was mandatory mentor-mentee onboarding thing, or mentoring. Track and support newcomers, highlight why you should be involved. I think that's our CCNS onboarding document is a good start. Current participants look happier than currently, something not clear. Okay, it wasn't written. Anyway, yeah, probably we should look, those who work hard should look happier. I would translate it that way. Maybe they look too tired and that does not inspire others to apply. Simplify communicate on ramps to working groups. Create more educational material. Encourage, motivate, and educate. Reduce barrier to entry. More potential volunteer, more welcome. Yeah, it comes to the happy faces. Yes, yeah, so don't look unhappy when we get new people on board. Better simple communication of the work. Yeah, that's actually something that occurs periodically, that people say that it's difficult to join a group when it has already been working for some time. Which means that these working groups should produce shorter and probably simple summaries of the work that they are doing. But that's exactly what we're doing here during CCNSO meetings. Every working group tries to summarize, and they go over and over again just to make sure that everyone is informed about the work that's done by these groups. Translation of documents. Yes and no. I understand why translation is an issue, but at the same time, if you want to participate, you will have to know English, some basic English at least. I've heard many times that people are shy because, oh, my English is not good. Forget it. The majority of us here are non-native speakers. I know it annoys. It would have annoyed me if I was a native speaker, but they are really very understanding, even those native speakers, they are very understanding. Canadians are happy. They say, yes, we are understanding. And, so nobody expects you to be an English scholar or anything. You just start talking, and unless you start talking, you won't be able to express anything. So just start talking. Forget about the grammar. Just talk. Make participation worth to ccTLDs. Find out why ccTLDs join and leverage that. Show the CCNSO value to the members. I'm sure we are very valuable to the members. And actually, that's our working groups. That's the mechanism how we ensure that you see the value. Give incentive chocolates. Where's Giovanni? Chocolates. Chocolates could be a very good incentive. Elected officials not to depend on employer for expense. That's one of them. Each member recommends plus solicit new member. Well, we could give some extra chocolates to those who bring new members on board. Adopt recommend system for new members. Yeah, and actually, last one here, you may not believe me, but the last item, chocolates. Two times chocolates, yeah. So we have, yes, Nigel, please.
We don't believe Giovanni either now.
Yeah, we don't believe Giovanni about chocolate anymore either.
That's true, yes. I hope he went to fetch some. But now we have one, two, three, four, right? We have four pages. Go to the nearest one and start generating ideas. We have 15 minutes. Any idea will be appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dear colleagues, we are running very short of time. Let's just do brief summaries. Jeez, I see a lot of volunteers and active discussions. But the thing is that 3:15, we have to be in the GAC room. And I trust that some of you might want to have coffee. Colleagues, whoo! That's true, yes. And I'm just telling them to stop. Yeah, because maybe it's time for us to inform the GAC that we're not going to meet them. Yes, that's true. Or our own work. Yes, please. Can we stick these to the wall? You had something. Okay, I'll start. Our group came up with many interesting ideas. One was, I'll try to summarize. So first, written materials. So each working group should come up with a quick guide to help, or to summarize it in a short and written form, summarizes the essence of the work. And some of the materials could be translated into some of the languages. And we would probably look to our friends from regional organization for help there. Another interesting idea which came from the fact that many people are shy. It may seem unbelievable, but many people are shy. And they are too shy to put their names forward. And what they need some personal approach, meaning that the working groups were advised to identify people from different registries, specific people, and then go and personally invite them to join the group. And then for each of the identified and invited individual, we would have a mentor who would help this newcomer to get on board quicker. And each working group also should have some requirements of competences that that needed for that particular working group, and estimates of time and efforts that are required, and clearer timeline when their input is required and when we could expect the working group to end. With that, I would be happy to give the floor to any other group. Liz, would you summarize? Yeah, sure. Annabeth.
So, Katrina, firstly, thank you for letting us do that. It was really helpful. And I just met new people, which was really exciting. So our group had some different ideas. Our group, our thing is on the left-hand end. There was a diversity of ideas. One person brought up the suggestion that all new CCTLD members go and enjoy the newcomer's day. So that really helps them. There was a couple of suggestions around the library of historical documents that people could read and look at as webinars online so that they could prepare themselves in an easy way to find documentation to help them. So, for example, Annabeth and I had an interesting experience recently on the Geographic Names group where there was this great big historical go back to the beginning, and that was wasting a lot of time in the actual work of the group, and we took that necessity out and we had a webinar which was really good. It worked really, really well. One of our people said, why don't we do translations in here? I think I'm not the only one that would say it's about money, but perhaps there is some opportunity for translation of baseline documentation that could help people to get up to speed. And then there was the suggestions around the mentor-mentee guidelines program, which is obviously well in train, that could really be put into practice soon, I think. And anyone is, I suppose, welcome to join that. But it was a very interesting discussion between all of us.
I could see it. You but it was very difficult for me to stop you. So, Annabeth.
Yeah, I agree that the webinars that Liz mentioned, that is a really good idea, because it's something, you feel that this is so difficult, I don't understand it. They have been working together for a while, and I can't join. So having this historic webinar and giving an update, that's useful if you are interested in joining. One thing that kind of problematic as well is that all these claims or all the conditions to be up to speed and the quality of your knowledge, and that scares people. So I would say that you can join anyway and start as an observer perhaps, and then you can join afterwards when you feel more comfortable and have learned more. So we actually think that we are here. All of us are here. We go to CCNSO meetings. So why can't we just raise our hands? Who are joining? Who wants to join? And who have something that, it can be money, it can be that you don't have time, you're a little registry, but you try to follow as well. We have green, red, and yellow cards. We can do it that way. So try to get someone on board today. And also mentors, those of us who are in working groups already, can take care of someone that wants to join. So that's what we had.
Thank you very much, Rosalia.
So following up on what others have said on our group, one of the things that were identified as key issues as to why people have not had an opportunity to participate is, well, the budget. Specifically, many of the regions mentioned before are usually smaller regions with limited budgets, so that also has an impact on the amount of staff available, the time people have, and, of course, the travel expenses. The other thing we also wanted to clarify, we would love to see the statistics on that as well, is not only looking at the working groups, but also at the other participation that CCNSO has within ICANN overall, because that takes a lot of time as well, and it would be nice to see what kind of participation the CCNSO as a whole has, because only looking at the working groups is a limited view if you look at all the other committees and representation of our members within the ICANN community. Following, we also think that time zones are an issue. Sometimes calls are done in a specific time zone, and specifically our fellows from New Zealand have issues with that, and I think many others as well. So that's something important to increase participation of other people. We also look at language. That would be specifically members from the African and Latin American community are concerned about language. So it would be helpful that not all topics are only led in English, but could somehow be led in specifically French and Spanish to promote the participation of other regions. Then how to increase webinars, as discussed previously, were mentioned. Also short visuals that could summarize important themes and topics related to what the working groups are working on could be a simple way of getting people engaged or interested. We also had a good an idea of having personal testimonies of people that are currently leading a working group, maybe 1 or 2 minutes, that could also create interest in other members within the CCNSO to participate. We believe that people sometimes don't do it because they don't really understand what it is about or don't understand how to get engaged at the beginning. And maybe having taken more advantage of videos, short videos, could help. Then a personal reach out. People from different CCs that are currently participating in working groups could personally send an email out to people they know that might not be participating in other groups to join in their effort. And sometimes that one-to-one has more of an impact than an open list invitation to a group. And we also mentioned, a quick guide and next steps, quick guide as to how to participate. Like once you're getting maybe interested in a topic, a quick guide as to how you can get engaged and start working. And we did mention mentoring as well, something important. I don't think I'm missing now. That would be it. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for all your input. Thank you. Nothing will be forgotten. So we will summarize and we'll think about next steps. So we will move forward with this. oh, what to do, what to do. Yeah, and now we have a coffee break. Sorry, we used some time off the break, but 3:15, we must be in Gak's room. So Annabeth, it's one floor up. Ballroom B, level 3. Thank you.
Thank you.